For quite some time in your writing, you've alluded to the idea that we're living in a historic interval of cheap, abundant energy, and you've likened this to a party that's winding down. Can you explain that metaphor?
Right. Well, you know, back in the late 19th century, early 20th century, we were finding oil in places like Los Angeles and Texas, Oklahoma, Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and you didn't have to drill down very far, and the cost of drilling was pretty minimal compared to the enormous riches that could come from striking a gusher well. The situation has changed profoundly since then. We're not finding as much oil as we used to, and the oil that we find is extremely costly to locate and to drill and pump. And that's what we're seeing in the Gulf of Mexico. It can cost up to $200, even $500 million for a single exploratory well in these ultra-deep water situations. We would not be drilling in these places if there were still cheap, easy oil to find. And this is why the price of oil has gone from, well, as recently as 1998, oil was selling for $12 a barrel. Now it's more like $85 a barrel. And just a couple of years ago, we saw a price spike that went up to almost $150 a barrel. A lot of people complain about speculators as being the cause of these high oil prices, but that's only a small piece of the problem. The fact is, it just costs so much more, not only in dollar terms, but in environmental terms, as we make the process of exploring for and drilling for oil more technologically challenging and complicated. It just opens the possibility of things going wrong, as we're seeing in the Gulf right now. And when things go wrong in this kind of situation, they can go very, very wrong, because there's no easy fix when we're operating at the very limits of our technological capability. We can't just go down there and, send down a team of divers and seal off the leak. It's too deep for divers. You know, we can send down remote-controlled submarines, but it's a situation where we just don't have the technological capability to clean up after ourselves. So these are all warning signs that we're getting to the end of this era of cheap oil that we've been living through. The game is fundamentally changing. From here on out, oil is not only going to be more expensive, it's going to start getting much more scarce, because the countries that produce oil also use oil. So even a country like Saudi Arabia that's producing 10 million barrels of oil per day, or has the capacity to produce maybe 12 million barrels of oil per day, their domestic consumption for oil is rising at a rate higher than that of any other country in the world. So by, let's say 2025, maybe 2028, even if they continue producing 10 million barrels of oil per day, they won't be exporting any, because they'll be using it all domestically. So this is a signal to the U.S. that we just can't keep doing what we've been doing.
Do you think that deep sea oil drilling should be banned?
Well, yes, I think all oil production should be banned eventually, and the best place to start would be the most environmentally ruinous. And the reason I say that is we're talking about a non-renewable resource that is environmentally destructive to use, and it does possibly have some very important uses, but what we're doing with it is we're simply pumping it out of the ground and burning it as fast as we can. That's probably the stupidest thing we could possibly do with this stuff. Making it into chemicals or pharmaceuticals or paint or plastics makes a lot more sense than just burning it once and for all, so that our children and grandchildren will have no access to the stuff. So yes, we should be curtailing our use of it, and that has to be at both ends. Stopping the production of it as well as stopping the consumption.
We're living in a climate right now where I'm sure you've noticed that this mindset, these ideas are not taken favorably among, I think, the majority of the population. How do you respond to skeptics on energy depletion and the depletion of fossil fuels and the whole drill, baby, drill crowd out there and that mentality when you come across it in your life?
Right. Well, you know, there are a lot of people who just don't want these things to be true because they're so uncomfortable. yeah, we've gotten used to a certain way of life and we don't want to change. So if somebody says, oh, there's an infinite amount of oil out there, the Earth's center is all made up out of oil and all we have to do is drill a little deeper, there will be people who will believe that even though it's total rubbish. You know, I've over the last 10 years or so, as I've been writing about these issues, I've gotten to know scores of petroleum geologists, many of them working in the oil industry, many of them retired from long careers working with the oil industry, and they all tell the same story. You know, it was easy in the early days. These days, we're just getting to the very limits of our technological capability of getting this stuff out of the ground. Life is going to change. It's absolutely inevitable. There may be a little discussion around the fringes as to whether world oil production is peaking now or has peaked 2 years ago, or maybe it'll be another 2 or 5 years before it happens. That kind of discussion is almost irrelevant from a longer-term perspective because nobody who really understands petroleum geology disputes the fact that we have reached the end of cheap oil and that our way of life is going to change dramatically and inevitably, and that change is already happening.